Hi there, this is Ethan with the Denver Provera Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Ethan. I have a new
LaShawna Clark.
appointment on the line, LaShawna Clark.
Okay, you said LaShawna Clark, correct?
Lark, LARK.
LARK, gotcha. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. I just received the file and I'll go ahead and take it from here.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. LaShawna, can you hear me? Hey there, LaShawna. So my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line. How are you at the moment? I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, LaShawna, you were just sent over to me by the other agent, right? Okay. So, LaShawna, I'll be your intake specialist. I'm going to be helping you actually get signed up for this lawsuit. Just to let you know, some of these questions may sound familiar or you might have been already asked. So, I do apologize for any repetition, but it does all need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, this should only be about 10 minutes of your time. Now, do you already have an attorney that's helping you file the claim for this?
No.
Okay, LaShawna, then, could you confirm to me under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents, or sent any packets of information to any other attorneys about this lawsuit? Is that correct? So sorry, you cut out there.
I said yes.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim for yourself, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay, LaShawna, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with all that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, that's good. I'm really glad to hear that. What was your date of diagnosis for your meningioma, LaShawna?
April 28, 2020.
Okay, you said April 28th of 2020, right? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And what is your birthday, Lashana?
April 24, 2000. April 24, 1988.
You said April
I'm
24th,
about to 2000.
1988. Gotcha. Wow, I'm so sorry that diagnosis came right after your birthday. That must have sucked. Really sorry to hear you had to deal with that again. In addition, LaShawna, do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by Depo-Provera that might need some help? If not, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Not at all.
Okay, yeah, don't worry. Now, can I also ask you as well, was it the name brand labeled Depo-Provera that you were using?
Yes.
Okay, and you used it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, additionally, during 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections?
Yes.
Okay, and you were using Depo-Provera after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what date you started using Depo-Provera? Doesn't have to be exact.
Around April 2000, around May 2015.
You said May 2016?
15, 215.
2015. Gotcha. Okay. And do you remember around when you stopped using Depo-Provera?
Around April 2020.
Okay, so right around the time you were diagnosed then? Gotcha. Okay. So just to confirm, you started using it in May of 2015 and you stopped using it in April of 2020, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then the other agent did send me your first and last name. I have it down here as Lashana, LaShana. Lark, LARK, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. LaShawna, LaShana, and then last name, LARK. Do you also have a middle name or initial that you go by?
S.
You said S?
S like a Sam.
Okay. Sam is your middle name, or that's just, you were just confirming the letter?
They'll just confirm the letter.
Okay, yeah, so you said S as in Sam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you also happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and what is your social?
252.
Okay.
69.
Okay.
3.
You said 252 69, and then you cut out for the last four. I'm sorry.
5663.
Just to confirm, I heard 252 69 5663.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your email down here as L_Lashana, spelled the same as your first name, at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your phone number is 404-451-7649.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Lashana, am I calling you on your cell phone, or is this a home line?
Hello.
Okay, and then Lashana, what is your current address?
2615 DeLow Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30344.
You said 2615, and was that Willow Drive?
DeLow, D as in doll, E-L-O-W-E.
Okay, gotcha. D-L-O-W-E. And did you say that was East Point, Georgia?
Yeah, it could be East Point, Atlanta.
Okay, and that's 30344.
30344.
Okay, and just to confirm the number, you said that was 2615, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you also have an apartment or unit number, or is this just your home?
It's home.
Okay, now what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma, Lashana?
Dr. Raymond Walker.
You said Raymond Walker?
Raymond Walkup. W-A-L-K-U-P.
Okay, and then first name Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put that in. Raymond Walkup. And what hospital were you diagnosed at?
Southern Regional.
Okay, spell that for me, please.
S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N-R-E-G-I-O-N-A-L, Medical Center.
Okay, Southern Regional Medical Center. And was that also in East Point?
No, Upper Riverdale.
Okay, gotcha. So that would be the one on 11 Upper Riverdale Road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for confirming. Additionally, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any other cancer diagnosis as well?
No.
Okay. And which doctor was treating you for meningioma? Hello?
Doctor. Raymond Walker.
Okay. So this was at the same facility as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. And my next question, this is in regards to your Depo-Provera. Which doctor was prescribing you your Depo-Provera?
Dr. Heather Edwards.
You said Dr. Heather, and can you spell that last name for me, please?
E-D-W-A-R-D-S.
Okay, you said E-D-W-A-R-D-A, right?
E as in dog. W, A as in apple, R as in Roger, D as in doll, S as in Sam.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
Same, Southern Regional.
Okay, gotcha. Southern Regional. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and copy and paste that one more time. Thanks so much for your patience. Okay. Alrighty, Southern Regional Medical Center, 770-11 Upper Riverdale Road. Thanks so much for confirming. And then as far as the pharmacy that you would have been getting Depo from, was this the same facility as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And one more time, I do want to confirm the spelling of Heather's last name. I'm sorry, you were cutting out there for just a moment. Could you do it one more time for me, please?
Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much. I do apologize. And okay, I'll go ahead and copy and paste one more time. And alrighty, lastly, do you have any possession of medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment for meningioma?
Yes, I requested from the doctor.
Okay, yeah. If necessary, you most likely won't have to, as our attorney partners can do it for you. But if necessary, would you be able to provide these records by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay. Now, lastly, we're almost finished here. All I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone that we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never have to reach out. Do you have someone you want to use as emergency contact?
Oh, my father.
Okay. And what's his name?
Antoine. A-N-T-O-N-E.
Okay.
Mark, okay.
Okay, you said A-N-T-I-N-E, and then last name Lark, same as yours.
Hello, Vance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's his phone number?
Yeah, my name is
404. 388.
Okay.
8334.
You cut out for the last four again. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that for me?
8330.
Did you say 8630?
8330.
8330. Okay, so I'll read that back to you one more time. 404-388-8330.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you said this is your father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you also know his email address and his mailing address? If not, that's okay.
No.
Okay, don't worry about that then. You don't know either of them?
He says an address somewhere. I don't know the address. I know he said
okay, yeah. Yeah, no worries. Don't worry about that at all then. Okay, now lastly, before I send over some retaining documents for you to sign and return digitally, I'm just going to read off a quick compliance form. This is just to verify that all the information we've spoken about is correct. So I'm going to read off a quick checklist. You can just listen along, and if anything sounds wrong, you can go ahead and stop me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Lashana, we did confirm that you do not have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone. You were using Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. You did use it for at least 1 year, and during 1 year, you also got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand Depo-Provera, and you were also receiving these Depo-Provera shots after 1992.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, what I'll do here, Lashana, is I'm going to start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign. These are going to be documents simply that states that, firstly, of course, our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf. So I'm just going to draft these up myself. I'm going to send them to myself before I send them to you, so that way I can check to make sure I didn't put anything in wrong or misspell anything. So that way we can make sure I get this done right for you the first time. Okay, so I see you here. That's Lashana S. Lark. Your middle name is S as in salamander. Your address is 2615 DeLow Drive. That's East Point, Georgia, 30344. You were born on April 24th of 1988. And your social is 252-695-6663.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, Lashana, and you should receive a text message with an email or a link containing a DocuSign momentarily. So let me know when you get that.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. So you can follow that link. It'll allow you to digitally sign these documents. Once you're finished, of course, a copy for your own record keeping will be emailed to you as well. It's pretty easy, and it tells you where to go and what to click on. Just keep as a reminder, look out for, it's going to ask you sometimes for just a signature. For other parts, it'll ask you for just, or sorry, so for some parts, it'll ask you for just initials. Other parts, it'll ask you for a full signature. So just make sure you pay attention to that.
Okay.
And if you need any help, of course, I'll be on the line here. So you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And once you're finished, just let me know, and then I can check it over as well, just to make sure it gets processed correctly. Additionally, while you're doing that, I'll also make sure I send you a text message. It's going to be from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information. And at any point in the future, you can always reach out by call or text if you have any questions or need help, okay?
I think I did everything.
Okay, give me just a second to look over here. Okay, pulling it up right here. Just received it on my end. I see you there, LaShawna S. Lark. Alrighty, there's your signature and there's your initials. Okay, that looks good to me. So thank you for your time then, LaShawna. That's all I needed from you today. I just want to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next week or next several days, somewhere during that time frame. Very important you answer that call because they're going to re-verify your information very quickly. Then and only then can they start working on your case. So just make sure you answer that, okay?
Okay.
But other than that, once you get that taken care of, that should be the last thing you need to do. In any case, did you have any other questions or concerns for me today?
No.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, that's all I needed from you. Give me just a second. I'm just going to send you this text message. I just want to make sure you get it 100% sure. Hi, LaShawna. This is Ethan with the Depo Provera lawsuit. Intake team, period. This is my personal office number, comma. So feel free to reach out by call or text anytime if you have any questions or need any help in the future. Okay, I just sent you that. Just want to make sure you get that.
Got it.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, and then additionally, in a few minutes here, I'll also make sure I send you an email as well. It'll contain my contact card and my company card. But yeah, in any case, like I said, that's all I needed from you today, and I do wish you all the best, okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you, LaShawna. Do appreciate it.
Okay.